I always enjoyed gym class. However, when I was in junior high school, the gym teacher that we had apparently enjoyed torturing his students. And in order to be able to distinguish between the two teams, he would have the shirts versus the skins. No kids enjoyed being on the skins team. In fact, if a child ever misbehaved, the teacher would always say, "You better watch out, or else I'm putting you on the skins." We used to always wonder, why do we have to be in an area or in a team which we don't want to be in? Why couldn't we all be shirts? In this week's Parsha, we find the Torah tells us through A, Anoichi noisein lefnechem hayom brachu kol. See, I present before you today a blessing and a curse. This specifically is referring to the Jewish people who are on two mountains, Har Eval and Har Gerizim. Torah tells us later on in Parshas Kisavo that there are certain people that will be on this mountain. Specifically, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, and Yosef, and Binyamin will be on the mountain of Bracha. Ve'elu yamdu al klal b'harival, and six tribes would be on this other mountain of curse, namely that of Reuven, Gad, Asher, Zvulun, Dan, and Naphtali. I'll tell you that if I was among these tribes of Reuven, Gad, Asher, Zvulun, Dan, Naphtali, I'd say that's not fair. I don't want to be on this mountain. I don't want to be on a mountain of klala, a mountain of curses. Why can't all of Klal Yisrael, why can't all the 12 tribes be on the mountain of Bracha? And Rashi over there explains and says that the Kohanim and the Levim, the Aharon, Lamata B'Emsa, that there's two mountains, and in the middle is where the Kohanim, the Aharon, the Levim would be. And they would look at these two mountains, where half of the Jewish people would be on one, and the other half on the other. What exactly is the significance of the Kohanim being in the middle of these two mountains? Furthermore, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, in his Sefer Be'er Yosef, asks the question, how come in our Parsha it says, Re'ei Anoichi Noisein Lefnechem Hayom, today? We know that this occurred, this episode, the ceremony of the Jewish people being on the different mountains, did not happen on that day. Rather, it was Ba'avrachem Esayardein. It was only after the Jewish people have crossed the Jordan River. This being the case, why does Moshe say that it was Hayom? It didn't happen today. And we're reading this Parsha. This is something which happened thousands of years ago. It's not something which happened Hayom, today. It's like the newspaper, the USA Today, which is not really true. It doesn't have today's news, it has yesterday's news. The name of the newspaper should really be called USA Yesterday. Same concept, why do we call it Hayom? It's not today. We're currently, near 2006, involved in a terrible war. Israel is involved in this war against a terrorist organization, Hezbollah. And one could ask a very simple question, a question which we all should know the answer. And when I say we all should know the answer, I mean the entire world. Is Israel, the Israeli army, and Jews in general, are they terrorists or are they terrorized? We could look at events that occurred this year, in this summer, in July and August, to be able to answer this question. July saw an attack against a synagogue in Sydney, Australia, vandalism of synagogues and Jewish businesses in Miami, and a fatal shooting at Seattle's Jewish Federation. This month, in August, also brought more of the same. Molotov cocktails and rocks were thrown at a synagogue in Brazil. A menorah was smashed at a Jewish chapel near Los Angeles. And anti-Israel vandals defaced some 20 Jewish shops in Rome. When we hear this, we should all know the answer. Are the Jews the terrorists, or are we the ones that are being terrorized? In a few weeks, we'll be commemorating September 11th, the 5th anniversary. For those that perhaps have seen the new movie with Nicolas Cage, remembering the terrible episode which we all were a part of, we were all witness to, the falling of the Twin Towers on September 11, 2001. However, about a week ago, fortunately, there were 24 arrests, and those were arrested had an alleged plot to carry out simultaneous mid-air explosions on flights between the UK to the United States. And I'll tell you, instead of this Shabbos thinking about the ceremonies, the anniversary, the five-year anniversary of September 11th, no one would be thinking about it. If it weren't for those arrests this past week, everyone would be focused on a tremendous, tremendous loss of life because of terrorists. Not only this, just yesterday in Reuters, London, British police foiled another terrorist plot, arresting a 340-pound Egyptian man planning to blow up an airliner over the Atlantic. We read this and we ask ourselves, are the Israelis involved in terrorism? And of course they are not. Are people involved who are in Hezbollah, are they involved in terrorism? The answer certainly is they are. Nonetheless, if we would study the Resolution 1701, Resolution 1701 states that they managed to provide compensation to Lebanon for damage suffered during the war. How about Israel? How about the damage that happened to Israel? They ignored Israel's damage from Hezbollah rockets. And we look at this, we have to ask, what's going on in this world? Who in the world would possibly look at the Jewish people and say that we started the war? Everyone knows that we were only there to defend ourselves. We're not the terrorists. We're the ones that are being terrorized. But unfortunately, not everyone believes this. In fact, this past week, in an article in the New Yorker magazine, Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Seymour Hersh says an incredible statement. He says that Israel's bombing of Lebanon over the past month was not merely a response to the unprovoked attack by Hezbollah on July 12th, but rather it was a planned operation coordinated ahead of time with the Bush administration. We hear these words and we say, where is the voice of reason? Who is speaking up on behalf of Israel, of Klal Yisrael? And fortunately, there is an answer. The foreign ministry spokesman, Mark Regev, said the answer. And the answer is this week's Parsha. The very first word, Re'eh. Anyone who looks and sees those events can clearly witness that Israel was responding to an act of aggression, the timing of which was chosen by Hezbollah. However, in order to be able to see the words of Mark Regev, that in fact we are the ones that are being terrorized, we have to ask the world, Re'eh, Hayom, open up your eyes today. Look at who is the enemy. Look at who is the terrorist organization. I believe this is the message of why half of the Jewish people were on the mountain of Klal of Curse. Because we have to envision ourselves as though we are the Kohanim in the middle of these two mountains. And we see good people, apparently good people, who are standing on a mountain of klal on a curse. And if we would look at instead of everyone on one mountain of bracha, it would be very easy to make a choice the right way to go. However, life is not black and white. Instead, we may see half of the world involved in klala, in corruption. However, the Torah is telling us, you as a Kohen, you must make that right choice. Don't let them deceive you. Don't let your eyes deceive you. Re'eh, see the truth. See the bracha and the real klala, the curse in our world. We beg the United Nations, as many of us are signing petitions in a reaction to what's stated in the resolution 1701. Hachayim v'hamavis nasati l'fanecha, habracha v'haklala. There is in front of you an obvious decision. You at the crossroads, you see the possibility of life, and you see a nation, you see an organization that embraces death and destruction and violence and terrorism. And we turn to the UN and we beg them, uvacharta b'chaim, choose life, choose Israel. But in order to do this, we must also say, re'eh hayom. Please see today. Good Shabbos.